Welcome to Ernest Angley World Radio's Miracle Crusade Special from Soweto, South Africa. I'm Reverend Chris Mockimer, and I will be your host for this broadcast. Much preparation has been put into this crusade so that God can make himself real to everyone attending these services, as well as to you. The people have seen and heard the ads declaring, "The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk." And they are anxiously waiting to see God move. Listen and be blessed.
Good evening, everybody. Love you, and Jesus loves you.
Siyantanda no Jesu yantanda.
We're going to have a great time tonight, aren't we?
Siyoba nesikhathi esimnandi kakhulu namhlanje.
And on the very first round of this great miracle service. Now that hallelujah wave at the Lord.
Hallelujah wave in God.
And it's the cross, hallelujah wave. Every time you stop, you make the sign of the cross. Everything comes through the cross. Everything comes through the cross. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The cross. 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 Hallelujah. 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 The cross. The cross. Everything comes through the cross.
Through the cross.
Through the cross. Everything comes through the cross. Everything comes through the cross. Through the cross. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And now it's Jesus.
Jesus.
Make it sound good and loud.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now we go back.
Jesus.
Five people got healed, saith the Lord.
Five people got healed.
One of them had cancer. Another one had sugar diabetes. Another had an internal condition. Oh, God is moving tonight. Already. And now it's the Glory Land Singers.
Glory Land
the
Singers.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yield to the fire. Of Jesus,
melt him higher.
Be baptized with the tongue of fire.
Hallelujah.
Just yield to the fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Burning higher.
As you glorify our Jesus.
Glory.
Be baptized with the tongue of fire.
God promised in his word we could be baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost. If you haven't received this power,
then you can receive today.
If Jesus has cleansed your soul,
and you've asked him into your heart,
the blood has given you a holy life,
then lift your hearts in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yield to the fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise.
Be baptized with the tongue of fire.
Hallelujah.
Just yield
bushing pillar of fire.
It all belongs to the children of God. Yield to the fire of the Holy Ghost. Win the lost at any cost.
Give yourself to the power of the Holy Ghost.
Let the one light out burn in your soul.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire came at Pentecost with cloven tongues of fire.
Yield to the fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Praise His name.
As you praise the name of Jesus.
Lift Him higher.
Be baptized with the tongue of fire.
Hallelujah.
Just yield to the fire.
To the fire.
The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Burning higher.
As you glorify our Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Be baptized with the tongue of fire.
Yield like the prophet Jeremiah, it will be fire in your bones.
Accept like Isaiah
the prophet,
the coals of fire,
the altar before God's throne.
Yield to the sanctifying
blood power,
and praise God every day and hour.
Yield
to the tongue of the fire, and preach the gospel far and nigh.
The singing raise. What a Holy Ghost time. Give them a big welcome.
Oh, I remember when I received the Spirit. Oh, the Holy Ghost power. In another tongue.
In another tongue.
What a Holy Ghost time. What a time there's going to be. There's going to be. When I get to heaven and my Father's face I see. What a Holy Ghost time. What a time that's going to be. That's going to be. I'll be shouting praises to the King of Kings. Touring my mansion Jesus made for me. Love and I miss gathered by my side. What a Holy Ghost time.
In valleys deep.
What a holy time and love divine. It's peace and joy. What a Holy Ghost time.
Ghost time. When we tour the city of God, what Holy Ghost time. When we drink from the river of life, what Holy Ghost time. I'm filled with glory divine. I'm charged with the power of the Holy Ghost. He's mine, mine, mine. Ooh, I'm on my way to God's perfect hour. He's charging my body with mighty power. He's been my teacher and my guide, even ever by my side. Oh, what a Holy Ghost time. He is the greatest part of my day. Hallelujah. I'm sitting in heavenly places, going the Jesus way. Praise God forever. What a Holy Ghost time.
What a Holy Ghost time.
God's throne, what a Holy Ghost time. What a time there's going to be. There's going to be. When I get to heaven and my Father's face I see. What a Holy Ghost time. What a time that's going to be. That's going to be. I'll be shouting praise to the King and Kings. For my man Jesus made for me. Love and gladness gathered by my side. What a Holy Ghost time.
And if you want to come visit me, just make a on Hallelujah Street, then turn right at the River of Life.
What a Holy Ghost time.
What a Holy Ghost time.
What a Holy Ghost time.
What a time.
And now welcome the Jesus Trio. I'm going to sing with the angels. There's going to be a lot of miracles during this time. Keep your minds right on God. Right on God.
I'm gonna join the angels' band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels' band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love, saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sing, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
People
and about 28
having very difficult trouble breathing,
but don't
you're healed now. Start breathing right. Give the Lord a praise. There's 15 people
about 15
you have arthritis, and this is not good work.
It's
arthritis takes advantage of people.
15
of you are healed.
15
said,
the Lord.
Ten people healed of low blood. Some of you had wondered why that you didn't have energy. Now you'll have that energy. And there's 21 people healed of high blood pressure.
There's
16 people. You're dreaming, and a lot of your dreams are awful nightmares. You got deliverance. You need that rest. And there's so many of you, you have a nervous condition. 10 of you have had a nervous breakdown.
About 10
in the past. But those demons have been cast into hell, fire, and brimstone. And you're healed now. Your mind's right on the Lord.
I trust you are enjoying this service so far. Now we join Reverend Angley as he shares the message that God has given him for today's crusade service.
It's time for the message, and get ready. God's grace is sufficient for the bride. Everybody say that.
God's grace is sufficient for the bride.
Those of you who make up the bride of Christ, there is no need for you to tread this out. No need for you to walk in great apprehension of fear. No need to be anxious. God's power is stronger than all the powers of darkness. Stronger than all the power of darkness coming against the bride of Christ. I know you're going through a lot. I know that the same kind of demon that were in those who persecuted Jesus and the early church are the same kind of devils, tormenting devils that they are, coming against the bride of Christ.
Today,
they are sent to destroy the bride. And they know if they can't destroy her, she will trample them underfoot. They know that she has been given power over them, over all of Lucifer.
Lucifer's
kingdom and all his demons. Apostle Paul was on a divine mission for the Lord. He suffered much for the Lord. He was no doubt from a wealthy family. Educated by the greatest teachers known in the world in that day. Yet much of his time after his conversion, he did not have it easy. He was in prison, persecuted, beaten. But what a message the Lord sent through him. The pure word of God. There was nothing in Paul's preaching or letters that were contaminated with opinions of men. His message was the word of God poured forth as pure as gold. Refined again and again. There's no question about that Paul suffered much in the flesh. And God will get the most out of you during your hours of suffering. Trust suffering, trials, and persecutions. Because you will cling to the old rugged cross with greater determination
and
greater strength. Like the Apostle Paul, you will draw on him for all the power you need. You will learn to take pleasure in your infirmities, that the power of Christ will rest upon you. 2 Corinthians 12th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities. Now, this doesn't mean sicknesses, as many preachers have preached in the past.
But
it was trials and temptations, and beaten and in prison. But that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Say that, everybody. When I'm weak,
when I'm weak,
then I'm strong.
Then I'm strong.
Say it again.
When I'm weak, then I'm strong.
Might better say that one more time.
When I'm weak, then I'm strong.
Now plant that deep, deep within.
When I'm weak, then I'm strong.
You will learn through God's great love and sufficient grace that you don't need to spare yourself. You don't need to spare yourself. Paul did not spare himself. His trials were difficult, full of perils as he journeyed for the Lord. But when the Macedonian call came, immediately he answered the call. Each one of you should remember tonight, when you got the Macedonian call, God has a plan for every person's life here. Many of you have answered that, the Macedonian call. Your talents that he has given you is many different talents.
Many.
And he has talents to give any of us in this last hour.
He's
shown me this is the last reach for the world of the
Lord.
He talked to me and told me that this would be the end.
Y'all
showed me in a vision
how
it would all come together.
And
you have to have the Holy Ghost to be on the one flight out.
Fanele ugcwale umoya oyingcwele ukuze ube namandla ukuthi uhlwithwe.
And you're going to have the Holy Ghost to overcome everything the devil brings against the bride.
Mele ube namandla kamoya ingcwele ukuthi unqobe yonke into uSathane ahlasela ngayo ibandla.
Acts the 16th chapter, verses 9 and 10. And a vision appeared to Paul. In the night, there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over here into Macedonia and help us. After he'd seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel
unto the people.
And so it is here, the Lord gave me the Macedon call to come here.
Wasn't
long after arriving in Macedonia, Paul got a soul saved, Lydia and her household. Then not too long after that, he cast the devils out of a woman who had fortune teller devils. And that landed him and Silas in prison. But God's grace was sufficient for them. They were beaten with many stripes, cast into prison. Their feet held fast in stocks. Yet God's grace was indeed sufficient. Acts 16, 25-34. And at midnight, Paul and Silas pray and sing praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Certainly was a great earthquake. It was an earthquake of power. So the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the locks open, every door, they were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. It's good he didn't run away. Pays to wait until God tells you not to run away. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, What must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all of his house.
Yeah, nomden wake wonke.
Straightway it happened. When he had brought them into his house, he set meat before
them
and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Think about that. Human body can take so much. And it's bad sometimes, amount of stress, but the words of the Lord, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength
is made perfect.
Made perfect in weakness. And the Lord has plenty of strength for all of us. People wonder why I can do all that I do.
Well,
God's grace is sufficient. I use his grace. In doing so, I'm using his strength.
I'm
using his help. There's nothing like the grace of God. Bride of Christ, don't expect to have it easy. I promise God I would pay any price.
Yeah,
and I've never said no to him. Never said no to him. When he told me to go into Akron, Ohio,
Akron,
and establish a church for him, I didn't think it'd take me about a year. No more than 2 years. Angel loved the evangelistic work. And I did too. We were born evangelists. But now, after all these years, I'm still pastoring that church.
64
year.
Iminyaka ewu 64 ngumfundisi walelabandla. Ngingakazalwa iningi leyo. Nami ngingakazalwa.
We have two cathedrals now.
Sine inkonzo ezimbili.
And the Lord would let me dream again and again.
Inkosi yongibonisa emaphupheni ingipha amaphupho.
That I would have another cathedral.
Ba ngiyoba nenye inkonzo enkulu.
In that locale. And I didn't understand why I would have another second cathedral, maybe 25-30 minutes apart.
25-30 minutes.
But that happened. The first one that we built seated quite a lot of people. But the next one seated thousands of people, and we needed that.
And
there's where we are now. Taking Jesus to the whole world. We went and had the room in the other cathedral. The platform. Big and wide like this one. The choir is so big, they cover it. Something. And the orchestra. We have a regular orchestra.
Big.
People love it. And I mean, it's a large one.
And
we have a real man of God that directs it.
Sinendoda kaNkuluNkulu ekuyena ophethe le choir.
Bride of Christ, don't expect to have it easy.
Makoti kaJesu ungalindele izinto ukuba zibe lula.
You will have troubles in life.
Empilweni uyoba nenkinga eningi.
You will be perplexed at times.
Ngeke isikhathi uyodideka.
You will be persecuted.
Uyochutshiswa.
You will always bear about in your body the dying of the Lord Jesus. But God's grace is sufficient. But through it all, Christ's life will be made manifest in you and through you. Paul's attitude in the face of great persecution is a shining example of how to live the Christian life.
Umcabango kaPaul iphakathi kweintshutshiso isibonelo esikhanyayo ukuba uphile kanjani njengomKrestu.
No one else has ever suffered more for the sake of Christ than Paul did.
Akekho wahlupheka ngenxa kaKrestu njengoPaul.
But Paul did never complain.
Kodwa uPaul azanga akhonone.
He did not spare himself.
Azanga uPaul ayigcina baleke.
God was able to pour the Pauline epistles through him. Think of the millions of souls who have profited through these epistles. Paul kept the faith of Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord told him, Paul accepted it. Trusting him all the way. Even when a cruel tyrant sentenced Paul to death. I came to that place in the past that I would have been willing to have died for the sake of Christ. If that would have taken care of him. And it was ministers, church, not the world,
that
persecuted me. It was terrible. They said I'd gone crazy. I'd lost my mind.
And
I was a false prophet. But God told me he would take care of them. And he did. In Warren, Ohio, I'd had a great crusade there.
In
our school auditorium. The church of that denomination in that word, the high school, was what you call a white elephant. It never done any good. Very few people ever came out. But we took in over 40 members. The crowds came to their church that didn't even have standing room for them. And they didn't have any more wisdom than to go over there on a Sunday night,
getting
all those people together,
and
told them I was crazy.
I
lost my mind. Didn't know what I was doing. And those had gotten so many to the Lord, and they said, well, one girl asked, a couple that left them and was going with me, said, well, what would we did if he's crazy? Oh, he said, no more crazy than I am. And that settled that, of course. But I never thought that people like that would try to tear down the work of God. They had overseers in that denomination, see. And this overseer, he came to my crusade that was going on in one of their churches
in Akron.
And he was at the parsonage, and I was too. after the service.
Emva kwenkonzo silapha endlini kamfundisi.
He said, "Well, Brother Ainsley,
what him for to Ainsley?
It was about even up. I sit on the platform and counted how many answered the altar call.
How many
you prayed for? It was about the same. I had been taught in that church in Sunday school from the time I was a little boy. They said the gifts would all be returned to the church in the future. And I thought they all believed that. But they didn't. The president of the college that God sent me to was the greatest of that day. And the Lord gifted me with prophecy. Most preachers do not preach from Revelation. I knew it wasn't in place. The Lord gifted me with it and put it in place for me. The president of the college taught prophecy and law.
And I took
both under him. And before God, I tell you tonight, he taught prophecy exactly like God had taught
me.
He recognized that I knew so much about prophecy. I delighted in hearing him. He was a real man of God. One of the worst enemies.
Omnia was it is cool.
He wanted me to come to his church for
a
revival. Then after I got there, he had advertised a lot. He thought the people would be good to give, but they wouldn't give to him. It was so many people there. His church was packed and jammed service after service. He was taking up the offering, but he wasn't getting hardly any money. He said, "Brother Ainsley, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll take the offerings and take the responsibility for all the advertising, you can have it all." I said, "All right, I'll be glad to." And they just poured the money in. And in the rest of the time that I had left, they gave
$3,000.
Then he got so jealous. He became an enemy. I knew he would blackball me because I had never stood up for myself. But God let me know I was a stand up. He wanted me to pay their mortgage that month. He wanted all the pennies. There was a lot of that. I said, "No, that wasn't our contract. You told me I could have all of it. And all it must be." Well, he called the overseer. He reported what I was doing. And so they thought they would keep me from coming to Akron, Ohio. So they called the overseer of North Carolina. That's where I was going for my next crusade.
And he
and the pastor that I was going to crusade with found out where I was before.
So
I went to his church.
And
he said, Brother Ainsley, I want to talk to you. And after a while he said, all you've talked about is demons. I said, well, Brother Paul, you asked me. That's what you asked me about. And I didn't fear at all. And the pastor told me, he said, you know, I felt sorry for Brother Ainsley. I did ask him. He told me, he said, now, you forget about the gifts. Now imagine, a holiness preacher telling another preacher, forget about the gifts. The nine gifts of the Spirit. You come and I'll take care of you. You be under my care. Forget about the gifts. I just well have forgotten my life. I never felt that I was worthy to have any one of the nine gifts. I never would have asked for one. But God gave me all of them. So I fast and I pray. And I seek God. And the way that God uses my hands. I never heard of that before. My thumbs are like they're about so much longer.
And
they seem to be so much around. And also my fingers, they seem to get, ever so much longer.
And
they get bigger around. It's a different light. It's the whitest white. I can't even ever find words to describe
it.
That is something. And whatever I touch, God delivers. All I know is the hands of God. Jehovah God.
And
I could be in my apartment and the power of God in my hands like that. And I'll be in the presence of God. I'm not one to visit. I have to stay away from people. I live with God. For God used me like he does. I have to live with him. It's something to be able to talk to God as one man to another. I count that the greatest privilege of my life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. In Akron, Ohio, in our cathedral, God the Father comes, God the Son Jesus comes, and God the Holy Ghost. And crowds of angels. And people will be sitting and there'll be maybe an extra seat. And an angel will sit, come and sit beside
them.
One Sunday morning, many of us, my people, they work during that time. We have a great kids school. You check your children in and they're taken care of. We have people that schooled in evangelism.
You
have to be taught how to take care of children. And it really works. And so the Lord told me that this was his Eden.
uNkulunkulu wangitshela ukuthi la insimi yakhe yase Eden.
He told me to have prayer meeting.
Engitshela ukuthi ngibe neinkonzo zomkhuleko.
Each Wednesday night.
Njalo ebusuku ngolesithathu.
And it's a sight how the parking lots fill up.
Ngiyamangalisa ukuthi imoto igcwala kanjani lapha
parking. I've never seen so many people at a prayer meeting.
Angaze ngibone abantu abaningi kangaka enkonzweni yomthandazo.
In my life.
Empilweni yami yonke.
Hundreds will turn out.
Goza ama 100
ngilinga. They rush to get there.
Baze bagijima lapho.
And God will take over.
uNkulunkulu athatha indawo.
It's something that the miracles.
Yeyinto emangaliso.
But I wouldn't exchange my life for anything.
Impilo yami angeke ngishintshe ngithathwe kunye.
But they came.
Bangena ngizwile abantu bangena lapha enkonzweni yomthandazo.
I had just one tractor, but trailers. And I told this brother, I didn't tell him that I was leaving the church. I told him about pulling those two. I said, now you'll take the one. Now don't you call that pastor. He will not be expecting me. He got there away in a morning hour. He called the wrong pastor, a Pentecostal pastor of another denomination. He said, this is not the preacher you're trying to locate, but I know him. Where are you? I'll call him and tell him where you are. You'll come and find him. And so it was.
Right.
His eyes were glassy. He said, did you not receive my letter?
What?
I said, oh, I received it.
I told
you not to come.
But
God had a hand in that. He had found the ground, but he wouldn't pay down on it. He wouldn't pay for it. I said, I'll pay it. God had a hand in it. It was in my name and paid for. And it was a great location. And so I said, I got it. He and I were in college together.
But
he didn't have much schooling at all because he was in the sports world. And they let him by because he was good playing sports. And they could make money off of him. But when he came to the Bible college, it was a different story. And he had it rough. But now he's the pastor of that church. I said, I'm no longer a minister or a member. In your denomination. He said, well, you're going to get a fooling. But they're the ones that got the fooling. I was sin of God.
So,
backtracking now a little bit. They had that meeting. They knew I was coming in the big tent. I used to travel with a big tent. And I was going to put up that tent. And so I was parked in the trailer park, front one. God had that space for me.
He
came pounding on the door like the Gestapo. I opened the door, he didn't say, brother, we love you.
We want
to help you. He said, I've come to cite you to trial at such and such a church in Canton, Ohio.
Such
a day and hour.
I'll
tell you, brother, I won't be there. You won't be there. I'm no longer a minister or a member of your denomination.
I
said, where do you send your papers? I sent them to Cleveland, Tennessee, where I was supposed to. I was a bishop in the church. And it was the proper thing to do. He said, "You'll be back." I said, "Don't say my seat, because I'll never be back." That's been 64 years ago. And I've never been back. And they spread the news. I opened the shade and it was on the big 4-lane highway. And they sat over there a long time talking.
Plaiting.
And we didn't used to have all the big highways that we have from Canton to Akron.
They had
to go right by where I was. Because they'd have big sales in Akron for all the people in Canton. And we got the ground, got the tent up. They turned out. People were anxious for that tent meeting. And the crowds came. We had a time. Then I knew I was going to have to be there. The revival was not over.
So
the Liberty Theater had been very famous in its day, but it was now closed, but left in good shape. And had it for 9 months, and the Lord moved on me. He told me where I was going to build the cathedral. He told me where it was located. And I had been on it and didn't know it. From that trailer park was a bridge built across the creek. It was right there by my trailer, the creek was.
I'd go
over to burn our trash.
Yeah,
but now, we're there, but God had moved on me to build a tabernacle. I drew it up according to the tent. It opened all around. Sawdust floor. We were in business. And then the Lord moved on me to build the big cathedral. So I got up and told him I was going to build the cathedral. I sold blocks. I sold brick. I sold cement. And the people came. Experienced people to help me build it. It was something how God worked. They had a cement strike. They was going to close me down. You don't close God down. And my fellow that was over building that cathedral, he had a high temper. Here comes that union man, his chest stuck out. Told him it was to shut down. He was on an elevator that ran up outside. He got down to him. He grabbed that old guy and shook him and said, "You get out of here and don't you ever come back." Scared him half to death. That guy, I've never seen him since. And the women would go, and it was wonderful the way they buy it by the sack, the cement. And we didn't lose an hour. We built right on. and they'd walk by and see it or come by, and their cars going to Akron. But you know what? That guy was stricken down with a stroke of paralysis and died. In his wheelchair. That was a big man. He wasn't too big for God to handle. And so, and the other guy that I was holding the crusade in his church for him, that wanted me to pay him the money. He became my arch enemy. But you know, he was stricken down. And for 10 years, they said he just suffered death. Couldn't live and couldn't die.
But
he's dead now. And I'm afraid he's in hell for sure. You fight God's miracles, you can't get by with you. Blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. So it's wonderful indeed when you obey the Lord. My life belongs to the Lord. And I have people, my people, are like me and my associate preachers. We preach nothing but the truth. They're having great services there. And we'll be looking forward to us getting home. God is with us, though. God has been here, and he still is here. God's grace is sufficient.
Next in this service is the Healing Line. Many have come from Soweto and surrounding areas looking for miracles and healings. God is within their reach, and they are reaching out to him. Now, let us join Reverend Angley as he ministers to the people in the Healing Line.
Reverend Angley, this woman is 46 years old, and she's partially deaf in both ears.
One of her ears is worse than the other. They both have holes. This one has three holes, and this one has one. God has recreated, filling those in. Miracle star, Jesus, working in her vision. In the name of Jesus. Yay! Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I come here now.
I will have fun, Ruth.
Thank you.
Now that is a
sweet.
Who did it?
Jesus!
Reverend Angley, this girl is 16 years old, and she lost her sense of smell a long time ago.
In the name of Jesus, I command this spirit to go. It has to go. And I command you to be able to smell. This is on the lady's handkerchief.
Amen. God bless you. I'm healed. Amen.
You smell that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn around there and tell the people.
I can smell it. Amen.
Who did it?
Jesus did it.
Who did it?
Jesus.
Who do you give all the glory to?
Jesus.
Reverend Angley, this man is 67 years old. He's partially deaf in his left ear.
Thou foul, deaf spirit, you have to go in the blood name of Jesus. Come out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I thank him.
Thank you.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who did that?
Amen.
Excellent.
Jesus.
Who do you love?
Jesus.
And who will you tell did it?
Jesus.
That's right. Who did it?
Jesus.
Tell him.
Jesus.
What about Jesus?
I love Jesus.
What did he do?
He healed me.
Gave you hearing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received him, let him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
And now it's time for the Holy Ghost. We're going to have a Holy Ghost time here. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to call the Holy Ghost down. Say it, everybody. Glory. The word is
glory, glory.
And don't stop. Glory, glory. Keep saying it. Keep saying it.
Glory, glory.
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 Keep saying it.
Glory, 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 glory.
Coming down, 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 coming down, down, down. The glory of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, and the Lord will have his way. And the glory of the Lord is coming down. Coming down, 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 coming down, down, down.
God is moving in South Africa. This Crusade Highlight special is just a small sample of what God is doing in Soweto and all over the world through this Jesus ministry. Let what you just listened to encourage you to receive all that God is offering you today. Know that God is no respecter of persons. What He is doing for others, He will do for you. Just yield your life completely to Him, and He will move. Keep praising Him and thanking Him with the people of Soweto, South Africa. Make sure and keep listening for all of our Soweto Crusade specials and go to ErnestAngley.org for the latest Crusade updates. This is Ernest Angley World Radio, a voice to the world.
Praise Him, everybody. Praise Him.